You'll notice that Euler's second law for a rigid body undergoing translation and rotation is very similar to Euler's second law for pure rotation. The only difference is that the reference point is now the center of gravity instead of the fixed point. How can that be? Well, if you look at the equation of moments for the translation case, you'll notice that the position vector r is g relative to g. Well, what is that? Well, that's zero. So that term goes to zero. So even though technically there is a rotation and translation part in the equation, the translation part goes to zero because of the reference point that we've chosen. The center of mass or gravity is a special point, and that's why you get such a simple equation to use.